This is the Blind Geek Zone. Sea Cleaner demonstration for June 2nd, 2009. Hi, this is Rick, and today we're going to demonstrate an excellent little free program called Sea Cleaner. Many of you use Sea Cleaner, and I'm sure many of you don't. I've used Sea Cleaner for the last 6 or 8 months here and have found it to be an invaluable program here, at least. A lot of you know that Sea Cleaner will clean up various things on your computer, temporary files, temporary internet files, various Windows logs and files and caches and things like that. And a lot of you probably know that Sea Cleaner can do some registry cleanup. But how many of you know that Sea Cleaner can also be used to remove programs like you would do in Control Panel through add remove programs? It can uninstall programs. It can remove entries that are in the list that are erroneously there, things that, you know, maybe didn't remove it from the list for whatever reason after it uninstalled it. Sea Cleaner can also be used to modify things in your startup list, sort of like you would do with msconfig, only it does them much better. Not only can Sea Cleaner tell things not to run in your startup list like msconfig can do, but also it can permanently remove those entries from the startup list. And that's one thing that msconfig definitely can't do. And I've used this here to streamline my startup quite a bit, and it does help a lot to get the computer starting up quicker. Also, one of the latest things I had found out about Sea Cleaner, and I don't know how many other people know this, but Sea Cleaner can be used to clear up your free space. It can wipe out the area on the computer that on the hard drives that stores fragments of files that have been deleted. It's called the free space. It's what's left on your drive, minus all the programs and data that you've installed. As each program or document that you delete, little pieces of it remain in the free space. And if somebody knows what they're doing, they could potentially get some private information about you that you may not want people to have, especially, say, if you were selling a computer to somebody or, you know, something like that. But Sea Cleaner can be used to wipe this free space. It can do it in either a quick, unsecured wiping of the files, or it can also do a longer, more secured erase of these files. There are several settings. There's a government level, like an NSA level, 3 wipings. There's a DOD level that's 7 passes. And there's like the ultimate wipe that is a 35 pass wiping. And I have no idea how long this would take, but boy, I'm sure it would take a long time. And this is not something you want to do with every time you run Sea Cleaner, of course, but, you know, it's something you might do every month or every few months or, you know, whatever you chose to do. All right. I'm going to start tabbing around here. I have Sea Cleaner up and running.
Cleaner button.
And the first thing we come across is the Cleaner button. And if you press that, the various cleaning options come up for things that you can choose to remove or not remove during the cleanup process.
Tab, registry button, Alt plus G.
Next, we have the registry button, and if you press the registry button, you'll get the various options for things you can do for cleaning the registry.
Tab, Tools button, Alt plus T.
Next is the Tools button, and in here we have the Add and Remove Programs options and the Startup options.
Tab, Options button, Alt plus O.
In Options, we have various settings configurations that you can set CCleaner up, such as if it comes up when you start the computer, the level of the wiping it does for free space wiping, if you choose to do that, whether or not it's associated with the recycle bin when you right-click on it, and various things like that.
Tab, online help.
So have online help.
Tab, check for updates, dot, dot, dot.
Check for updates. CCleaner can be configured in the options to automatically look for updates to itself and notify you.
Tab, preview, wipe free space checked.
Okay.
Home, Internet Explorer open checked.
Now, by default, the cleaner options are up as if you would press the cleaner button. So we'll look at these.
Internet Explorer open, check 7 items.
And this is just a list that you can move up and down through, and you can check and uncheck various items.
Temporary internet files checked. Cookies checked. History checked. Recently typed URLs checked. Index.dat files checked. Last download location checked.
So this cleans up all kinds of different things that are related to internet browsing.
Autocomplete form history checked. Windows Explorer opened. Recent documents checked.
It will also clean up things associated with Windows Explorer, such as your run history and your recently viewed documents and other things.
Run left parent and start menu right parent checked. Search autocomplete checked. Other Explorer MRs checked. System open not checked. Empty recycle bin checked.
And of course it will empty the recycle bin if you tell it to.
Temporary files checked.
And other various temporary files under the Windows folder and under the different users folders.
Clipboard checked. Memory dumps not checked.
Things such as memory dumps that are associated with the Windows operating system. If you've had a lot of crashes, you could have a lot of these dumps just setting around. And over time, they can consume a lot of space.
CHKDSK file fragments checked. Windows log files checked.
Various Windows logging files that Windows does while it's running.
Start menu shortcuts not checked. Desktop shortcuts not checked. Advanced open checked. Old prefetch data checked.
And these are some more advanced features, such as prefetch data that Windows uses when it starts up to help optimize loading of programs in the operating system.
Menu order cache not checked. Tray notifications cache not checked. Windows size slash location cache not checked. User assist history not checked. IS log files not checked. Hotfix uninstallers not checked. Custom files and folders not checked. Wipe free space checked.
And here's where our wipe free space is. And like I said, I wouldn't leave this checked for just daily use of CCleaner because it will slow the program down considerably. Generally, CCleaner is very, very fast and it can clean your system in a matter of seconds. But when you're wiping free space information, depending on how you're doing it, it can take anywhere from minutes to hours.
Tab, Windows tab. Tab, V2.17.853MS Windows XP Home SP3 Intel Pentium 4 CPU 3.00 GHZ 2.0 GB RAM ATI Radeon 9550/X1050 Series Read-Only Edit.
And we get some data here about our operating system, processor, memory, and so on.
Tab, Analyze button, Alt plus A.
Okay. You can tell CCleaner to analyze to determine whether it needs to clean or not, or...
Tab, Run Cleaner button, Alt plus R.
You can just simply tab to the Run Cleaner button, and that's generally what I do, and just have it clean. Like I said, in most circumstances, if you're not wiping free space, CCleaner will clean your system generally in a matter of seconds. It generally doesn't run any more than about 30 seconds here on this machine.
Tab, Cleaner button, Alt plus C.
Okay, and we've wrapped back around. So if I tab here to Registry.
Tab, Registry button, Alt plus G space.
And I'll select that.
Tab, Tools button, Alt plus T.
And we tab back around.
Tab, options button, alt tab, online help. Tab, check for up tab, preview, registry integrity open checked.
Okay, now we're going to have a list of things that we can check for in the registry to clean up and fix.
Registry integrity open checked 13 items. Missing shared DLLS checked. Unused file extensions checked. ActiveX and class issues checked. Type libraries checked. Applications checked. Fonts checked. Application paths checked. Help files checked. Installer checked. Obsolete software checked. Run at startup checked. Start menu ordering checked. MUI cache checked. Tab list view.
Okay. And those are the various things that we can configure the CCleaner to look for in the registry. Generally, this is pretty safe to do. I haven't had any problems with doing any of the registry cleanup with CCleaner. And what I've noticed is when you run it, if you run it again and tell it to look for problems, it'll find problems several times through when you're running it, and finally it'll get to a point where it doesn't find anymore. It will also ask you every time you do any kind of registry manipulation if you want to back up your registry. And in most cases, I would say this is a good idea. You probably want to do that. If something would go wrong, you can select that registry file that CCleaner backs up and simply put the registry back in place. So it's rather safe. You shouldn't have any problems doing this. Where I'm at now is the list of items it finds once you tell it to scan.
Tab, scan for issues button, Alt plus S.
And if I just scan for issues right
space.
Now. And give it a couple of seconds. I hear my hard drive running over here.
Shift tab, list view, not selected, missing shared DLLC colon backslash Windows backslash Microsoft.net backslash framework backslash v1.1.4322 backslash system.enterpriseservices.tlbhklm backslash software backslash Microsoft backslash Windows backslash current version backslash shared DLLS checked.
Okay, and it's a rather long name, but we have a whole list of them here.
missing shared DLLC colon backslash windows backslash microsoft.net back.
And by default, those would all be checked, so if you want to clean these up,
tab, scan for issues, but tab, fix selected issues, .. button, alt plus F.
You would choose the fix select, jeez, you would choose the fix selected issues button, and you would hit your space bar on that. And a dialog would come up.
Space, CCleaner dialog. Do you want to backup changes to the registry? Yes button, Alt plus Y.
And you could tell it whether you wanted to back your registry up or not.
Tab, no button, Alt plus N.
And I'll tell it no, because I generally don't have any problems with this.
Space, dialog, greater button. Tab, close button. Tab, fix issue button. Tab, fix all selected issues button.
Now you can tell it to fix either the selected issue or fix all selected issues, and I typically will tell it to fix all selected issues.
Space, dialog, CCleaner dialog, are you sure you want to fix all selected issues? Okay button.
And of course it's being very safe, and it's going to ask you again, are you sure you want to do this?
Okay button, space. Periform CCleaner dialog, online help check for updates, .. dialog, less button.
Okay.
Tab, close button.
And this is just a dialog now saying that it's did the registry clean up.
Greater button, less button, close button, fix issue button, fix all selected issues button, close read only edit, 129/129.
And it's fixed 129 issues here.
Close button.
So we can close this.
Space.
Okay, now you typically can have a focus problem here, so what I do is just
Alt tab, gold wave, gold tab, periform CCleaner dialog, online help check for updates, .. preview, MUI cache checked.
Okay, and I just Alt tab out and Alt tab back into it, and usually you're okay.
Tab, list view, not selected, no issues were found.
Okay.
Tab, scan for issues button, Alt plus S, tab, cleaner button, Alt plus C.
And we're back around here to our various options, but that's all there is to doing the registry cleanup.
Tab, registry button, Alt plus G. Tab, tools button, Alt plus T.
Okay, now if we go into tools.
Space. tab, options, tab, online help, tab, check for updates, tab, uninstall button.
Okay, we have an uninstall button.
Tab, startup button.
And we have a startup button, so we can either choose to uninstall things, or we can choose to go into the startup items.
Shift tab, uninstall button. Tab, startup button, tab, list view, not selected, new torrent.
Yeah, and then here's some various programs that are installed.
New torrent, 7-0, ACB Radio, Adobe Flash Player, Adobe Reader, Amazon MP3, Andre Lewis 40, ATI-software uninstall, ATI control.
And there's your list of programs that are associated with what's installed on the computer, which would be in your add remove programs. And you can go up and down through this list.
Tab, run uninstaller button.
And you can either run an uninstaller on the selected item.
Tab, rename entry button.
You can rename the entry for whatever reason.
Tab, delete entry button.
Or you can delete it if it's in there and it's actually been uninstalled. This is one thing you definitely can't do through add remove programs.
Tab, save the text file, ... button.
And for whatever reason, you could save this to a text file.
Tab, cleaner button, alt tab, register tab, tab, check for updates tab, uninstall button.
Now, let me go into the, well, that should be the default.
Space, tab, startup button.
Yeah, that's the default, the uninstall items. Now, if I hit space here on startup.
Space.
We'll get a different list.
Tab, list view, not selected, shkcu, colon, run, super anti-spyware, c, colon, / program, files, / super anti-spyware,
Now these in this list are now my startup items.
Tab, cleaner button, alt plus c. Shift tab, list view, not select, shkcu, colon, shkcu, colon, shkcu, colon, run, fmon.xc, colon, / with, shklm, colon, run, avast, c, colon, / progress, tilde, 1, tab, disable button.
And we could either disable it,
tab, delete button,
or delete it completely from the startup list.
Shift tab, disable button, delete button.
Oops.
Shift tab, list view, shklm, colon, run, avast, c, colon, / progress, tilde, 1,
And when it says yes, it just means that it is enabled. If it was disabled, it would have a no.
Shklm, colon, run, tk, bell, x, quote, c.
So it's pretty straightforward, but I would do this with caution. You want to make sure you know what your different startup items do before you start telling them not to run or deleting them permanently. So I would use caution here.
Tab, disable button, tab, delete button, tab, cleaner button, alt plus C.
Okay, we've wrapped around.
Tab, registry button, alt plus tab, tools button, alt tab, options button, alt plus O.
Okay, we'll go into options now.
Space. Tab, online help. Tab, check for updates, ... Tab, settings button.
Okay, and by default, the settings comes up here first.
Tab, cookies button.
That you can do cookies.
Tab, include button.
You can include various things.
Tab, exclude button.
And exclude various things.
Tab, advanced button.
And then you have an advanced button.
Tab, about button.
And an about button, which will give you the version information.
Tab, http://www.cleaner.com/.
And there's the URL for downloading it.
Tab, cleaner button, alt plus C.
Okay, and let's wrap back.
Tab, online help. Tab, check for updates, .tab, settings button.
Okay, and the settings here isn't the default. So if we press space on the settings button.
Space. Tab, cookies button. Tab, include tab, exclude tab, advanced button, tab, about button, tab, language combo box, English.
And here's where it's going to ask us certain things. It'll ask us what language we want to use.
Tab, run CCleaner when the computer starts, checkbox not checked.
Whether or not we want CCleaner to run when the computer starts up.
Tab, add quote, run CCleaner quote option to recycle bin context menu, checkbox checked.
Whether you want to put this in the context menu with the recycle bin, which I do and is the default.
Tab, add quote, open CCleaner, ... quote option to recycle bin context menu, checkbox checked. Tab, automatically check for updates to CCleaner, checkbox checked.
Whether or not CCleaner automatically looks for updates, and that's by default checked.
Tab, secure file deletion, left parent, lower right parent, radio button checked.
Now here's our wiping of free space information.
Normal file deletion, left parent, faster right parent, radio button checked.
And by default it's set to faster.
Secure file deletion, left parent, lower right parent, radio button checked.
And then you have the choice of a secured
Tab combo box. NSA left paren, 7 passes right paren.
Now, if you do the secured wipe, you have some options here.
DOD 5002, a simple overwrite left paren, 1 pass right paren.
You can do a simple overwrite, which is 1 pass.
DOD 5220.22-M left paren, 3 passes right paren.
And you can do a DOD, which is a government level of security wiping, which is a 3-pass here.
NSA left paren, 7 passes right paren.
Or you can do an NSA, which is another government security level setting of 7 passes. Or you can do the ultimate setting here.
Government left paren, 35 passes right paren.
Which is 35 passes, and I have no idea how long this would take.
NSA left paren, 7 passes right paren.
And I've just been setting mine to NSA, 7 pass.
Tab, list view, not selected, A:\, not checked.
Okay, now we have the drives that we want to wipe the free space on.
Not checked, selected. C:\, checked. E:\, checked. F:\, checked. G:\, checked.
And you can check or uncheck these, whichever ones you want to wipe at any given time.
Tab, cleaner button, Alt+C.
Okay, we've wrapped around.
Tab, registry, tab, online L, tab, check for tab, settings button, tab, cookies button.
And we can go to cookies.
Space, tab, include, but tab, exclude, tab, advanced button, tab, about button, tab, cookies to delete, extended, select list box, not selected, abmer.net.
And now we have our list of cookies here.
Tab, dash, greater button, tab, less, dash, button, tab, cookies to keep, extended, select list box.
And we can keep certain cookies if you want, you know, certain things that you may want to have for certain websites that remember information about you that you don't want to have necessarily, you know, have CCleaner wipe every time it goes. You can do that here.
Tab, cleaner button, Alt+C, Alt+Shift+Tab, cookies to Shift+Tab, less dash button.
And you just use the less and the greater dash buttons to move these from the one list to the other.
Shift+Tab, dash, gray, Shift+Tab, cookies to delete, extended, select list box, not selected, abmer.net.
So if you had something here and you wanted to
advertising.com, abmuf.com, abmuf.com,
you know, one of these, if you knew what it was, you could use your right button and put it over in the kept cookies list. And I don't mess with that here. I just clean all my cookies. I don't have too many sites that need to remember anything.
Shift+Tab, about button, Shift+Tab, advanced button, Shift+Tab, exclude button, Shift+Tab, include button.
Now we have this include and exclude, and I really don't mess with these, but we'll go in here right now.
Space. Tab, exclude button, tab, advanced, tab, about button, tab, custom files to delete and folders to empty list box.
Okay, I guess you can exclude files and folders from the cleaner, and I don't really mess with that either.
Shift+Tab, advanced button.
So let's go into the advanced button.
Space. Tab, about button, tab, only delete files in Windows temp folders older than 48 hours, checkbox checked. Hide warning messages, checkbox not checked.
And you can hide some of these warning messages, such as the registry backup and things like that, but you know, unless you know what you're doing, I certainly suggest you leave the warning messages on.
Close program after cleaning, checkbox not checked.
And you can close the program after cleaning or just manually close it if you're going to do other things besides just the cleaning.
Tab, show prompt to backup registry issues, checkbox checked. Show detailed log of Internet Explorer temporary files, checkbox not checked. Show detailed log of Firefox/Mozilla temporary files, checkbox not checked. Minimize the system tray, checkbox not checked. Save all settings to any file, checkbox not checked. Tab, cleaner button, Alt+C.
Okay, and we've wrapped back around again. So, as you can see, there are a lot of things the program does. It's very easy to use. It's a very flexible program. I like it a lot. Like I said, I've been using it now for last 6 or 8 months or so. And I've been learning more and more about it every time I use it. But I think you'll agree, once you start using this, it's a great program. I used to just delete things manually, you know, empty the recycle bin, you know, empty the Windows temporary folders and the user temporary folders and the internet temporary folders and things like that. But that takes forever, you know, and you can use the disk cleanup, which is built into Windows. But even that takes quite a while to start up at times, you know, all of its scanning it does. CCleaner is fast. I mean, super, super fast. It just takes seconds to clean your system, you know, as long as you're not wiping FreeSpace. And so I highly recommend it. And that wraps up this demonstration. I hope everybody has enjoyed it. I hope it's been helpful. And we'll talk to you again soon. Here's my contact information. My website is the Blind Geek Zone. The address is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. That's R-H-A-R-M-O-N 928. My MSN contact information is rharmon928@hotmail.com. My email address is rharmon, that's R-H-A-R-M-O-N, @blind-geek-zone.net. If you have any questions or comments on any of the audio recordings I've done, any of the podcasts, tutorials, or demos, please feel free to contact me. If you're in need of training or technical support or website development assistance, please feel free to contact me. If you have any other comments or suggestions, please feel free to contact me.